Questions 15 through 17. Several years ago, I attended an annual celebration sponsored by a group of attorneys with whom I worked regularly. On the way, I picked up a friend who was also a woman in the legal business. When she came to the door, I was surprised to see her in an exceedingly revealing evening gown. Her evening gown was unexpectedly too much for the event. A single woman, she was obviously trying to look as attractive as possible, in the hope of appealing to the single men who would be at the party. However, what she didn't consider was that most of those men would be accompanied by their wives or girlfriends. When we eventually arrived at the party, we noticed immediately that my friend was the only one who had chosen to make this particular impression. The rest of the women were dressed conservatively, in suits or sophisticated dresses. They were obviously trying to look their best, but they were not trying to impress anyone with their revealing looks. After all, the men at the party avoided her like the plague. In front of their wives and girlfriends, they did not want to pay attention to an improperly dressed woman. While looking gorgeous was important to my friend, she quickly regretted sacrificing her professionalism on that occasion.